News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. Step on out. It feels great this morning. In the 50s right now as we get started on this Tuesday. More detail coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and your forecast. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they're clearing up an accident without injuries at Moffitt Road between Powell and Bear Fork. Beyond that, it's been a great start. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from the Eastern Shore. And again, if you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, also it's a good ride in this morning. Basic City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive. They can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years experience. See them on Facebook and at BayCityCollisionCenter.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results also will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly got our headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 from Alabama to our nation's capital. The White House has announced that the nomination of Jeffrey Byer to lead the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been sent to the Senate. The Alabama native is currently Associate Administrator for the Office of Response and Recovery. Now, before joining FEMA in 2017, he also worked in various roles with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. His career began in 2002 with the AEMA as the Mitigation Division Planner. He also served in the U.S. Marine Corps from 1990 to 1994 and received his bachelor's degree from Troy University. If Byard is confirmed, he would replace former FEMA Chief Brock Long, who resigned in February. This week, you have your chance to pay your respects to men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. On Thursday, the Mobile Police Department is hosting the annual Law Enforcement Memorial Service, which will remember and honor those who died in 2018 and 2019, and you are invited. This year's speaker is Wilbur Williams, a retired police chief from the Andalusia Police Department and retired major of the Mobile Police Department. The event is this Thursday, May 16th at 10:30 a.m. at Public Safety Memorial Park. Those being remembered are law enforcement from the Mobile Police Department, Mobile County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Marshal Service, Alabama State Troopers, Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Border Patrol. Again, the service is this Thursday at 10:30 at Public Safety Memorial Park, located at 2301 Airport Boulevard here in Mobile. And if you'd like more information, you can go to the Mobile Police Department's Facebook page. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The future of VIA Airlines is up in the air this morning. They were supposed to begin flying out of Mobile Downtown Airport on May 2nd, but the airline hasn't taken off from Mobile at all in a month. Many are frustrated after service to and from Orlando was canceled the day of the flight. Chris Curry, the president of Mobile Airport Authority, says they're in the dark as to what's happening with VIA. VIA has not responded to requests for comments. This week, the state of Alabama is planning to execute a man convicted of killing four people. 42-year-old Michael Samra is set to die by lethal injection Thursday evening at Holman Prison in Atmore. Samra killed Randy Duke, his fiancée Deborah Hunt, and her two young daughters. The gruesome crimes happened in Shelby County in March of 1997. A man has been arrested and charged with animal cruelty and disturbing the peace. Deputies in Okaloosa County say 38-year-old Joshua Demers was spotted abusing ducks at Twin Hills Park in Crestview. Witnesses say Demers grabbed the ducks by their necks and threw them against a walking bridge. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59, I-20, $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
May is Mental Health Month. The magnitude of mental illness is staggering. The Surgeon General says one in every five Americans experiences a mental disorder in any given year, and half of all Americans have such disorders at some time in their lives. It affects all of us, regardless of age, gender, economic status, or ethnicity. It's a real common, treatable illness and more common than cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or arthritis. A message from NAMI Mobile, 461-3450 for more.
Chumo Kiki decides between Auburn and the NBA. The NBA draft lottery set for tonight, and the St. Louis Blues even the series. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues bounced back from a Game 1 loss to beat San Jose 4-2 and tie the Western Conference Final at one game apiece. Blues defenseman Robert Bortuzzo scored the game-winning goal late in the second period.
Edmondson, out of Bortuzzo, backhand shot, he scores! Robert Bortuzzo gives the Blues a 3-2 lead.
That was Bortuzzo's first career playoff goal in 31 playoff games. Oscar Sundquist added another goal with 3 minutes left in regulation to seal the win for the Blues. The series now shifts to St. Louis for games 3 and 4. The NBA Conference Finals begin tonight with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Golden State and Portland. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr confirmed that Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover after spraining his right calf on Wednesday.
He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. He still has pain. There's some time ahead of him on the rehab process.
Kerr said that he'll have another update on Durant by Thursday. That's when Portland and Golden State play game number 2 in Golden State. Tonight, game 1 set to tip off at 8 p.m. Warriors are favored by 7.5 points. Prior to the game tonight, ESPN will broadcast this year's NBA draft lottery to determine the order of next month's draft. The 14 teams at the bottom of this year's standings each have a chance to win the number 1 overall pick, with the 3 worst teams, New York, Cleveland, and Phoenix, having the best odds at 14% for each team. The New Orleans Pelicans have a 6% chance of drawing the first overall pick and a 26% chance of picking in the top 5. Duke's Zion Williamson is considered by most to be a lock for the first overall selection. Auburn Tigers forward Chuma Okeke announced that he will remain eligible for this year's NBA draft, officially ending his time with Auburn. Okeke's still recovering from a torn ACL that he suffered in Auburn's Sweet 16 win over North Carolina. He's not expected to be healthy enough to play until early 2020 in the best-case scenario. Most NBA websites and draft gurus predict that Okeke will be selected in the late first or early second round on June the 20th. In coaching news, John Beilein leaving the University of Michigan to coach the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. ESPN reported that the longtime Wolverines coach agreed to a 5-year deal with Cleveland on Sunday and informed Michigan administrators yesterday. Beilein's Michigan teams won the Big Ten regular season and conference tournament titles 4 times and made 2 Final Four appearances in his 12 years as the head coach. The PGA Championship begins Thursday morning at Bethpage Black in New York. Yesterday, former tournament champion Justin Thomas announced that he's withdrawn from this week's major as he recovers from a wrist injury. Thomas won the PGA Championship in 2017, his only major tournament victory in 12 career PGA Tour wins. He finished tied for 12 in last month's Masters tournament and is 12th in this season's FedEx Cup rankings. In the minors last night, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games in a doubleheader against the Jackson Generals, 5-1 in the first game and 11-8 in game 2. Game 4 of the 5-game home series scheduled for tonight at 6:35. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal course in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs. And if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
Jim.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me that Jim crap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still clearing up an accident at Moffitt Road between Powell and Bear Fork. Beyond that, a good ride. So far, no delays from Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill and 65. It's been a good ride. So far, downtown, the tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway, accident-free over towards the Eastern Shore. Summertime is right around the corner, and that means fun in the sun and the water. And Bama Flooring has got you covered with over 300 waterproof flooring options to choose from. Check out their selection in Robertsdale on Highway 59 and at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill's got a forecast update coming our way just about 13 minutes from right now. 62 at our studios, but looking at 58 at out at the airport and 58 in Bay Minette right now. Let's check. Hey, Citronelle, what's up? I'll tell you what, we'll check Citronelle. I bet you it'll be a very impressive. I'll tell you what, we'll look at Citronelle when we get back. Yes, I have to get the Citronelle reading. I know plenty of people in Citronelle that'll probably get it to me right now, but if it's 62 at our studios, 58 at the airport, 57.
Wow.
There you go. All right, a nice May morning. More details with Dr. Bill coming up right now. Let's talk airports. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More than $20 million is headed to Alabama airports thanks to Senator Richard Shelby. Five airports are recipients of that government funding, which is included in the federal budget for a number of projects. The funding is in the form of FAA grants, and it was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation and will benefit five regional and municipal airports in the state. Senator Shelby chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, which helps set funding levels. Those monies will assist with runway extensions, construction of a taxiway, and rehabbing the current facilities and more. And while the airports are not here in Mobile, they are in smaller areas of our state. They will help you out if you maybe have to take a connector flight within Marion, maybe Union Springs, Scottsboro, and more. Senator Shelby says, quote, "This FAA funding will significantly improve the functionality, safety, and efficiency of these airports. It is vital that we continue to make important infrastructure investments in Alabama to ensure the growth of local communities and future economic success. I look forward to witnessing the positive impact that these aviation advancements will have on our state." A pregnant woman pulled over Saturday admits she was drinking before she got behind the wheel. She was spotted driving recklessly on I-10 around 9 a.m. Saturday morning here in Mobile. Mobile police officers responded to the exit 27 off-ramp from westbound I-10, and that's where they found 30-year-old Jessica Bateman. Bateman says she is 3 months pregnant, and she admitted to drinking at a friend's house before she was spotted driving. Police administered a sobriety test, and she was arrested and booked into Metro Jail on charges of DUI and endangering the welfare of a child. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the weed killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup weed killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly, the whole gang here for you this morning. You can always hit us up on the text line 343-0106. Yeah, that Roundup story. I just heard the promo or the commercial there. Listen, everybody's getting in on the Roundup lawsuits. If you remember back a year and a half or so ago, we told y'all, pay attention to this. It's going to be big.
I seem to remember that.
Yeah, here's a story from NBC News yesterday. A California jury has found a popular weed killer made by Monsanto. That would be Roundup, y'all. Likely caused cancer, and a husband and wife ordered the chemical giant to pay more than
$2 billion dollars in damages.
Holy cow.
Twice what the... This is what I'm telling y'all to pay attention to. It is twice what the plaintiff's attorney had requested. So the attorney suing, the plaintiff's attorney suing, had asked for $1 billion.
And they doubled it.
And they doubled it. Oh, it is the largest payout and the third loss in a row for Monsanto in lawsuits alleging that Roundup, which includes the herbicide glyphosate, which you can get the generic these days of that, has caused or contributed to cancer. And there is approximately 11,000 suits pending across the country. Let me say, just like I did a year and a half ago, I said, watch this. This is going to be big. I'll tell you right now, 11,000 is the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. This is, if they show this causal effect. And now there's still a big question with the science of you know, just because you use Roundup and just because you have cancer doesn't mean what the attorneys have to do is prove that Roundup caused the cancer.
Right.
You know, it's causation. I mean, it's not always causation. It's not always like you can drive a car and do this other thing and then you get cancer. It doesn't mean that thing gave you cancer. It just happens to be those things. But they're in suit after suit, and now they're working off, they're standing on the shoulders of giants, the work of a previous plaintiff's attorney. They're making this story tighter and tighter on what they believe is the causation of cancer coming from glyphosate.
So after one person wins their lawsuit against Monsanto for the Roundup, then the next person's able to say, all right, so this is what they used as evidence. I need to gather this evidence to show that I do have cancer because of this.
Yes.
And then they get a double. Then the judge will double whatever they were asking for.
And one thing to do, you know, you break down a civil lawsuit. You have compensatory damages that try to make you whole for what you've lost, and you have punitive damages to make sure that person doesn't do it again. And y'all can't see I'm shaking my finger here.
Yes.
Okay, so in the breakdown, 5-week trial, the jury awarded $1 billion apiece to the Pilioids, this couple. So the husband gets $1 billion, the wife gets $1 billion, plus another $55 million in damages. So when they brought this case, they said the cancer that this couple had, both of them have it, that they would not be able to live out their life and do the things they want to do. Okay. I would point out that the jury, to make them whole for that, awarded, and I want to say only, understand why I'm saying only, because I'm comparing it to the bigger number, only awarded them $55 million in actual damages.
Okay.
To me, that's the compensatory portion.
And the rest.
And the rest of it's punitive. So $2 billion in punitive, $55 million in compensatory, which tells me at least this jury in this trial thinks Monsanto was $2 billion worth of negligent. Y'all, this is big.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama State Senate is expected to debate and potentially vote on a near-total abortion ban. It allows exceptions only when a woman's life is in danger. The bill bans abortions at any stage of pregnancy and would make it a felony for doctors to perform one. Last Thursday, things got heated in the Senate when an amendment was stripped that would have made abortions legal in the case of rape or incest. If it passes the Senate, it'll head to the governor's desk for signing. A man's body was found in Dog River. Mobile police haven't released the person's name or how he died. A kayaker discovered the body last night about 6:15. Officers were at a nearby dock collecting evidence and taking pictures. Mobile police did tow a boat away as they removed the man's body. A man shot by a deputy in Escambia County, Florida, has been arrested. 19-year-old Jerome Berry is facing charges of assault after deputies tried to arrest him for outstanding warrants. Deputies say when they showed up to arrest him, Berry jumped out a bathroom window. Deputies say Berry reached into his pocket, which made a deputy fear for his life, so he shot Berry in the shoulder. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 844-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand, too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea, and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes, too. Just one for short-term, or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Tricia and Stephen have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just arrived in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi for talks with Russia's foreign minister and then President Vladimir Putin. U.S. tensions with Iran expected to top the agenda, as Matthew Chance reports.
Iran, of course, and Russia are key allies. They fight side by side in Syria. Russia provides diplomatic and economic support to Iran. And the Kremlin is deeply suspicious about U.S. intentions when it comes to the Islamic Republic.
We're learning this morning that spyware crafted by hackers for hire took advantage of a flaw in the popular WhatsApp communications program to remotely hijack dozens of phones. The company says it discovered the flaw earlier this month and fixed it. The Trump administration is listing another $300 billion of Chinese goods for potential tariffs hikes. This as China vows this morning to, quote, fight to the finish in the escalating trade battle. Wall Street may recover some of yesterday's massive trade-related losses today, with stock futures now showing healthy gains across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Bayer shares are down 6% in Europe after a jury awarded more than $2 billion to a California couple in the largest U.S. jury verdict against the company over allegations its Roundup weed killer causes cancer. That put the stock at its lowest level in almost 7 years, even though the punitive damages award is likely to be reduced. The jury concluded that Roundup had been defectively designed and that the company failed to warn of the herbicide's alleged cancer risk. Bayer, owner of Roundup maker Monsanto, says it will appeal. The Supreme Court says consumers can pursue a lawsuit complaining that iPhone apps cost too much. The decision adds to Apple's woes that already include falling iPhone sales and a European investigation. Volkswagen shares are sharply higher after the company said it's planning to pursue an initial public offering for its truck division. The German carmaker says the IPO is expected before the summer break. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. We're seeing, I'm just kind of looking around on temperatures in our region this morning, and this is the start of what we see this time of year. It is right now 68 degrees at Dauphin Island, and it's 57 in Citronelle.
Yeah, really nice this morning, and with these temperatures in the 50s, and we're going to do it at least one more time tonight. We'll get down into the upper 50s, at least here in Mobile. We got a nice day ahead of us. Looks like about 82 to 83 degrees for this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Got to 83 degrees yesterday. Tonight, as I mentioned, we'll cool into the 50s again, around 58 degrees tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow we'll begin a little bit of a warm-up, but still the air will be quite dry. It'll be sunny tomorrow and up to around 85, perhaps 86 degrees. Now, the rest of the week for Thursday, plenty of sunshine again, upper 80s, and then Friday again, sunny and about 88 degrees. As for the weekend, looking really good. Just a slight chance that we could see an afternoon thundershower. It's sunny on Saturday at upper 80s, and then mostly sunny upper 80s on Sunday.
All right. So, by the way, I just got to looking at this. We're now just pushing a little over 2 weeks away from hurricane season. How does this sneak up on me?
Yeah, it just seems like we were months away.
Right. And now it's like two weeks and change. What just happened?
Yeah, it's time moves along, and June 1st, the official beginning of hurricane season, and we're looking for slightly above normal activity. Normal is 11 to 12 storms. Right now we're looking at about, say, 13 or no name storms. So it's all coming up on us, and once in a while we'll see a storm develop in May, but right now it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, you put things in perspective in the past, though. When we get all obsessed with the total numbers that come out of this going to be higher than active season or lower than active season, you said it only matters the one storm that hits your area. It really doesn't matter.
That
you get
back
focused.
In 1992, we only had five named storms for the entire season. The first one was Andrew, Category 5, and that didn't occur till the latter part of August. And that made up for the whole season.
That's right. I mean, you can have this busy hurricane season, has a bunch of hurricanes that don't even make landfall or this, and right. We all get obsessed on the numbers or the frequency. And then you have that 92 where you just have one that comes, you know, into your neighborhood. That's the one that will make a whole season.
That's all it takes.
Speaking of which, I saw a headline here, and I want to get your kind of take on this. It felt like there was some truth to this. To me, it was headline said something about Hurricane Michael, the forgotten hurricane. Do you feel like that's happening in mainstream media? Not in the meteorological world, but in mainstream media?
Yeah, it's hardly forgotten. In fact, that particular storm now has been upgraded to a Category 5. And there's been very few Category 5s that hit the U.S. mainland. But Michael fits that category very, very well. Small hurricane, but a very powerful hurricane.
I wonder if it's just the fact that not densely populated where it went in, and that's why it doesn't continue to have much traction in national media. Sure, the president has been down, and we along the Gulf Coast are still aware of it, but it seems like nationally, people will remember, you know, storms that have been 10 years ago more than they would the one that was just this last season.
Well, the news media will really present a lot of information on a hurricane if it goes up and hits the mid-Atlantic states. The big populated areas goes into North Carolina and up the eastern seaboard. That's where they get a lot of attention.
But Michael, a Category 5.
Yes.
Wow. And those people still years and years away from recovering there along the Florida Panhandle. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon. Thanks for the update.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also professor of tropical weather for decades at the University of South Alabama, and he is the guy that leads the charge around here when it comes to talking hurricanes and forecasting a hurricane summer ahead. 6:40, let's check in with traffic next.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. They're clearing up the accident without injuries at Moffitt Road between Powell and Bear Fork. Finally got the wreckers on the scene. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Farrell, and Spanish Fork. You're checking in accident-free. No problem. Stillman's Court. Or Theodore. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. By the way, big stuff coming up this week. Make an announcement on Thursday. The next big thing to be happening around here. It's a big, big deal.
Okay.
A big blank deal.
Are you dropping hints right now?
Right now. Just hints.
Right now.
Just breadcrumbs right there. Or Easter eggs.
Yes, Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. I'm trying to be hip. So I'm giving you all a clue that coming up this week, big announcement for the next very cool thing for you to participate in here with FM Talk 106.5. Also, we need your help. Appreciate your votes. So many votes in the nomination process over with the nappies. The website is up for votenappies.com. This is where you take those nominations and make them reality for a special person in your life, like my buddy Dalton and Corey. Of course, Sports Night up for a nappy this year for Best Sports Radio Show and Host. Also, favorite radio station, we're up for that. Again, FM Talk 106.5. Best DJ team. DJ team. Which, I don't know. That's fine. I was a DJ for almost 20 years, so I mean, I guess I still am. I don't know if you're a host or a DJ when you do this.
Kind of like Daft Punk.
Yes, very much like Daft Punk. That's what I was thinking. The Skrillex. Very Skrillex here. Mobile Mornings, this show, is up for Best DJ Team, as is our Sunday Morning Wine and Food Show with Mike and Stu, Sip and Chew. They're up, and local morning show, this show, Mobile Mornings, up. Best DJ Voice for our own journalist, news person, Kelly Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Best Talk Radio Show and Host, Mobile Mornings. Our buddy Cam Marston, who's on Wednesday afternoons, and that show I do in the middle of the day, Midday Mobile, is up for that. And we'd love your vote. So votenappies.com, if you'll go there and go to the media section. Now, there's lots of other things to vote in there and categories that I would suggest to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would appreciate your votes for the station. Thank you. Y'all have been so kind to us for so many years. Please keep it up. You can go vote once a day. Per email address. I know there's scammers doing their stuff out there if you want to do it that way. I vote once a day, you know, in there.
Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me this morning so I could go ahead and vote. And while the radio categories are easy, I mean, unless there's two or three FM Talk 106.5.
That's the thing. We get ripped off, by the way. We get ripped off because we have 40 hours a week of live local shows. Like more than all the other stations combined for, you know, individual shows.
Mm-hmm.
Our shows have to compete against each other in the nappies.
Right.
But, you know, that's good. I'll take it.
But the one I'm having trouble with is Best TV Weatherman. I mean, it's talk about choosing, like, being between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah,
there's some
tough.
Good selections there.
It is tough. I'm torn on that one. From friends to people I idolize.
Yes. Okay, but so. We need Dr. Bill Williams to be in one of these categories.
It's
not fair.
It isn't fair. I think we're going to change that. All right, 644. We appreciate it. VoteNappies.com, the name of the website. Thank you for voting each day for this radio station. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you were planning on serving salmon for dinner, your plans may change if you purchase that salmon from Publix. Publix Supermarkets has issued a recall on Biltmore brand smoked salmon due to a listeria risk. According to the recall notice, the listeria problem was discovered through routine regulatory testing conducted by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections, especially in preschool-aged children, older adults, or people who have compromised immune systems, and can cause miscarriages and stillbirths in pregnant women. Seven Seas International LLC, USA of St. Petersburg, Florida, they supplied Publix with the sockeye salmon. The salmon was not sold in Greenwise stores, but if you have the Biltmore smoked sockeye salmon in your freezer, here's what you need to check for. The lot code or best buy date, 41CM, May 23rd, 2019. Publix is advising their customers not to eat the seafood, but to return to the store where you originally purchased it from for your full refund. If you have more questions, call 1-888-627-5668. Two women arrested after trying to smuggle illegal goods into a prison, and one of the women has ties to our local area. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced formal charges against 28-year-old Dion Perdue and 27-year-old Morgan Steele. Perdue is from Grady, and she was arrested for promoting prison contraband after a correctional officer found a cell phone and a cell phone charger wrapped in black electrical tape during a search. And in a separate arrest, Steele from Bruton is facing charges for unlawful possession of a controlled substance after agents found methamphetamines and drug paraphernalia in her possession during an inspection of the vehicle she was driving. Now, back in November 2015, Steele was released from prison on parole after serving 1 year for possession of a controlled substance in Escambia County. Both women were taken to the Barber County Jail, where they were both booked. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com. Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The future of VIA Airlines is up in the air this morning. They were supposed to begin flying out of Mobile Downtown Airport on May 2nd, but the airline hasn't taken off from Mobile at all in a month. Many are frustrated after service to and from Orlando was canceled the day of the flight. Chris Curry, the president of Mobile Airport Authority, says they're in the dark as to what's happening with VIA. VIA has not responded to requests for comments. This week, the state of Alabama is planning to execute a man convicted of killing four people. 42-year-old Michael Samra is set to die by lethal injection Thursday evening at Holman Prison in Atmore. Samra killed Randy Duke, his fiancée Deborah Hunt, and her two young daughters. The gruesome crimes happened in Shelby County in March of 1997. A man has been arrested and charged with animal cruelty and disturbing the peace. Deputies in Okaloosa County say 38-year-old Joshua Demers was spotted abusing ducks at Twin Hills Park in Crestview. Witnesses say Demers grabbed the ducks by their necks and threw them against a walking bridge. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Chumo Kiki decides between Auburn and the NBA. The NBA draft lottery set for tonight, and the St. Louis Blues even the series. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL playoffs last night, the St. Louis Blues bounced back from a Game 1 loss to beat San Jose 4-2 and tie the Western Conference Final at one game apiece. Blues defenseman Robert Bortuzzo scored the game-winning goal late in the second period.
So, backhand shot, he scores!
Bortuzzo gives the Blues a 3-2 lead.
That was Bortuzzo's first career playoff goal in 31 games. Oscar Sundquist added another goal with 3 minutes left in regulation to seal the win for the Blues. The series now shifts to St. Louis for games 3 and 4. The NBA Conference Finals begin tonight with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Golden State and Portland. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr confirmed that Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover after spraining his right calf on Wednesday.
He hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. He still has pain. So there's some time ahead of him on the rehab process.
Kerr said that he'll have another update on Durant by Thursday. That's when Portland and Golden State play game number 2 in Golden State. Tonight, game 1 set to tip off at 8 p.m. The Warriors favored by 7.5 points. Prior to the game tonight, ESPN will broadcast this year's NBA draft lottery to determine the order of next month's draft. The 14 teams that are at the bottom of this year's standings each have a chance to win the number 1 overall pick, with the 3 worst teams, New York, Cleveland, and Phoenix, having the best odds at 14%. For each team, New Orleans Pelicans have a 6% chance of drawing the first overall pick and a 26% chance of picking in the top 5. Duke's Zion Williamson, considered by most to be a lock for the first overall selection. Auburn Tigers forward Chuma Okeke announced yesterday that he'll remain eligible for this year's NBA draft, officially ending his time with Auburn. Okeke's still recovering from a torn ACL that he suffered in Auburn's Sweet 16 win over North Carolina. He is not expected to be healthy enough to play until early 2020 in the best-case scenario. Most NBA websites and draft gurus predict that Okeke will be selected in the late first or the early second round on June 20th. In coaching news, John Beilein leaving the University of Michigan to coach the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. ESPN reported that the longtime Wolverines coach agreed to a 5-year deal with Cleveland on Sunday and informed Michigan administrators yesterday. Beilein's Michigan teams won the Big Ten regular season and conference tournament titles 4 times and made 2 Final Four appearances in his 12 years as the coach. The PGA Championship begins Thursday morning at Bethpage Black in New York. Yesterday, former tournament champion Justin Thomas announced that he is withdrawn from this week's major as he recovers from a wrist injury. Thomas won the PGA Championship back in 2017, his only major tournament and tournament victory in 12 career PGA Tour wins. He finished tied for 12 in last month's Masters tournament and is 12th in this season's FedEx Cup rankings. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And guess what? They are a 2019 finalist for the Nappy's Best Burger. Mm-hmm. You can vote now through June 2nd at votenappies.com, and you'll always find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, few accidents we've had now moved down the roadways. Traffic starting to build now off the airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill and 65. So far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Rangeline, Halls Mill, Highway 90, all running smooth. No problems traveling in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway or the Causeway. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama and 43 other states have filed lawsuits against 20 drug companies, accusing them of artificially inflating and manipulating prices and conspiring to reduce competition. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, also names 15 individual senior executive defendants. Prosecutors allege were responsible for the sales, marketing, pricing, and operations. According to Reuters, the lawsuit alleges that producers conspired to raise prices sometimes by as much as 1,000% on more than 80 generic drugs between July 2013 and January 2015. Drugs involved in the lawsuit cover all classes, including statins and beta blockers, antibiotics, non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, and to treat a range of diseases and conditions from diabetes to cancer, epilepsy, HIV, multiple sclerosis, ADHD, and more. Now, the lawsuit says, quote, "We have hard evidence that shows the generic drug industry perpetrated a multi-billion dollar fraud on the American people. There are emails, text messages, telephone records, and former company insiders that we believe will provide a multi-year conspiracy to fix prices and divide market shares for huge numbers of generic drugs." One of the companies involved in the lawsuit, Teva USA, says that this is, quote, "just an allegation," and that Teva continues to review the issue internally and does not engage in any conduct that would lead to civil or criminal liability. No license, no problem, at least when it comes to fishing for one day. Next month, mark your calendars for Saturday, June 8th. Free Fishing Day allows residents and non-residents to enjoy the outstanding fishing opportunities that Alabama has to offer without having to purchase a fishing license in most public waters, which includes both freshwater and saltwater. Now, fishing in a private pond still requires the pond owner's permission. If you have questions or you want some ideas as to the best places to fish, go to outdooralabama.com/fishing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And coming up very soon on Midday Show, we'll talk about the economics of fishing here in our state, what it means in dollars into the coffers, which, speaking of which, Kelly said, if you're fishing in a private pond where you wouldn't need a license, you need permission of the landowner. Hey, y'all, my kinfolk up there, you hear what Kelly just said? Y'all hear that? Y'all got to call me. Don't say you called me last year when I come pulling into the pasture and you're fishing, all right? It's not a, you don't have permanent rights to be fishing. Yeah,
Sean, gates open again.
Yeah, right. They're like, oh, Sean's on the radio right now. Y'all, let's go fish. All right, hour number two on the way next. Y'all be...